A terrorist designation on Christmas could spell hope or trouble in Egypt. The Philippines needs more help. We'll share how one group is answering the call. And Christmas doesn't have to be over. Stay tuned to find out why. All of this and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt's military government says the Muslim Brotherhood are terrorists. The declaration was made on December 25th, followed by deadly clashes with police.
It's going to be a very serious situation because the Muslim Brotherhood has always targeted Christian communities in Egypt whenever they want to lash out, and they can't do so at the government.
Open Doors' David Curry says despite the risk of backlash, Christians will celebrate the birth of Christ on January 7th.
There's no doubt that Christians are going to go through a very difficult season. We know that believers in Egypt over the next couple of weeks are in grave danger when they go to church.
Yet there are prayer vigils, evangelism conferences, and more where thousands are gathering. That's not really a surprise, says Curry.
What we're seeing is the maturity under pressure of the Egyptian church. These are people who love God and in stress have turned to Him, and the churches are growing stronger.
Did you catch that? In spite of everything, people are still coming to Christ. Prayer is key this season.
Until January 6th, they're still going to be in their Christmas season, and they are going to be targets. Pray for Egyptian believers throughout this season.
Next, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling the global community to step up their support for the Philippines. After visiting areas ravaged by Typhoon Haiyan last week, Ban outlined the UN's four-year support plan. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they have a plan of their own.
We're sending teams in from the U.S. that will be coming alongside our Filipino partners, and they will be participating in rebuilding churches, pastor's home, and doing evangelism work, as well as distributing the treasures.
Learn more and sign up through a link at our website. Kelly says their partners are seeing an openness to the gospel that didn't exist before the storm. Pray that more people turn to Christ for salvation.
It's pretty amazing to think how the Lord just used that tragedy to really open up the hearts and the minds of people to the gospel.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Have you ever had a verse pop into your head right when you needed it most? New Tribes Missions is asking for your help to renovate New Tribes Bible Institute, a school that equips missionaries with the spiritual and mental tools they'll need for those tough times on the field. The Institute's been training missionaries for a half century now, and they've seen God do amazing things through them. So please, consider helping New Tribes renovate so that this training can continue. Meanwhile, some people say miracles don't happen anymore, but a Ghanaian man would beg to differ. He was worshiping idols when partners of 8CJB Global found him. They thought he would lose his entire leg to a tropical disease. Months later, the man accepted Christ and his leg was miraculously healed. He's since taken on a new name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Pray that this man stands strong as a living testimony to God's healing power. And Christmas is over, but never the gift of Christmas. So why not take some of the love Jesus gives us and pass it on all year round? Gary Bishop is president of Far Corners Missions and details their 2013 Christmas giving book as one way to do this. Some of the options?
We have the option of supporting children. For $40 a month, they can support a child. For $65 a month, they can support a pastor. They can give a sewing machine to a young woman that has been rescued out of human trafficking.
There are many other options as well, ranging in price and purpose.
So I encourage people to go to our website, and they can see 22 different ways they could bless the lives of people that are suffering in such really, really drastic human suffering, but also are lost in spiritual darkness.
Don't forget about those who are in need. You can find the links at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now receive our new daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures, expanded news coverage, and links to more. Go to our new website to sign up. It's under the news section at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.